It's good to be here tonight. Thankful to have the opportunity to do this. I think it would be appropriate to come out first and foremost. Thank God for this opportunity. He's been so good to us when we don't deserve it. And this is just another example I see that applied in my life. But tonight we're going to look at the application of God's Word and guidance that we can find in God's Word. And because we see a lot of trials, a lot of hardships, a lot of different things that we face in our day-to-day lives. And, you know, we go out into the world when we're not in these four walls, and the world tries to blur what God has for us and what His instructions for us are. And I think it's such a blessing that you can't change God's Word. It's unfaltering. You can't flip that around. And I think that's such a blessing to be able to have this book that we can turn to and look at and apply any time that we may need it. So I got a few points tonight to talk about situations when we need to apply God's Word to our life. So if you will, please stand for the referencing of God's Word and turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. And it says, All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just want to thank You for allowing us to be able to gather here. Father, thank You for the blessings that You bestow upon us each and every day. Father, thank You for the blessings of this house, Father. Father, thank You for Your Word, that we can take it and apply it, and that we can use it for reproof and for correction and for instruction, Father. Father, I thank You for that. Father, I thank You most of all for Calvary and for Your Son. And He's shedding His blood so that we can be saved, Father. Because we deserve hell, Father, but You give us all. You give us eternity, Father, and I thank You for that. Father, I pray that You just bless this time, Father. Father, if there be anything that You'd have me not say, Father, I pray that You'd shut it up in me, Father. Father, I ask this in Jesus' most holy, precious name. Amen. You can be seated. So, looking at this Word, we see that all Scripture is inspired by God. All Scripture, from cover to cover, is inspired by God. And when you dive into it and you really, really break it down, you know, of course, you see that I need the Scripture. Each and every one of us, I need it. Everybody needs the Scripture. But when do we need the Scripture? I'm going to start off by saying that we need the Scripture when we're on that mountaintop. When we're on the mountaintop and everything looks high and great, I think it's really good to have the Scripture. And if you want to, turn with me to Psalms chapter 40 and verse 2. And when we're on that mountaintop, we need the Scripture. And the Scripture helps me to keep my eyes on the Master at all times. If you read with me in Psalms 40 and verse 2, it says, "He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings." We don't get to those mountaintops by ourselves. There is nothing that we can do by our own power, by our own will, that will get us to those mountaintops. It is only by the strength that we gain from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And, you know, it's very easy to get wrapped up in our own selves because of our flesh nature. And us as born-again believers, we have to really make sure that we sit back and we don't put ourselves in front of what God has for us and what He's done for us. It's very easy to get wrapped up. A few other examples, Psalms 107:6. Says, "Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. He's a deliverer. We find ourselves in these bad situations. We find ourselves wrapped up in the problems of the world, but we know that God will deliver. God is a deliverer. 2 Samuel 22:2. And the Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. You see throughout the Bible a lot that God is referenced as a deliverer. And it's just so great to have him on your side to be able to deliver when you're in those bad situations. But not only does the scripture show me who set me on the mountaintop, the scripture helps me to keep my eyes on the master while I'm up there. 1 Corinthians 10:31. It says, whether ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God. We need to make sure that when we're on that mountaintop, everything's high and grand, that we need to make sure we give our due glory to God. We need to ascribe to him, which means to give him his due glory. And, you go back and read in Deuteronomy 8. I'm not going to flip there, but if you go and read there, God is talking to the Israelites as they were led through the wilderness. And, you know, he tells them, you know, I sustained you. I made your feet not swell. I didn't let your clothes wear off your body. I fed you. I kept you from thirst. I led you. I kept you from the serpents. I kept you from the scorpions, just as I had promised. And he tells them that they're going to turn their back on him, and they're going to get wrapped up in their own selves. And we have to be very careful of that, because it is such an easy thing to do. And Psalms 29:2 says, give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name, and worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. And just goes back to making sure that we ascribe to him and give him what he deserves, give him his due glory. Whenever we find ourselves on that mountaintop and we just got everything going for us, and make sure that we don't get wrapped up in our own selves. But life isn't all mountaintops. There's somewhere you got to be before you can get to a mountaintop. And that's when you find yourself in the valley. And Scripture shows me that I need the Word of God when I'm in the valley. Look at Psalms 46:1. Scripture shows me where to look in the valley. It says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. When you're in that valley, there will be 1,000 things stacked against you. There will be just problems. Every corner you turn, everywhere you look, there's a problem. There's problems of the world. You're fighting anxiety. You're fighting nervousness. You're fighting depression, addiction, whatever it may be. But we have a refuge. We have somewhere that we can gain strength. We have a very present help in trouble. And I think that is one of the greatest blessings, is to always have God in your corner, to always have him backing you, to always have him giving you that strength that you need, that little extra push, to know that you don't have to fight alone. And, you know, you get in those valleys and you're looking. Everywhere you look, there's something else going wrong. There's something else flipping upside down. You know, it just odds seem stacked against you. You're looking and there's dark, there's depression. There's just all these horrible things from the enemy. And then you look in front of you and there's a lily in the valley. Song of Solomon 2:1. I'm the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. And that's just the hope and the peace that you can gain from that, to know, despite all that destruction around you, all the chaos, that you can look and right in front of you, there's a lily growing amidst all that. And that's just so good. And it's a battle in the valley. There's each and every day you look around in the world we live in today, and we're in warfare right now with the enemy. And we need to be ready to fight when we're in those valleys. And the scripture gives us what we need to fight. Mark 10:27. And Jesus, looking upon them, said, "With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible." We can try whatever thing that we can pull out of our sleeve, out of our back pocket, to try to do what we need to get out of our situation to fight through. But there's only one thing we need, and that's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we're in a battle every day. We as born-again believers should be out battling for souls and trying to pull people to Jesus. And we need to be prepared. But the only thing that we need in our corner is Jesus. And it's just great to me how that we don't have to rely on our own selves, that we can rely on something so much bigger than us. And we have somebody that can fight our battles for us. And one of the worst parts about being in that valley is how dark it is. It's dark in the valleys. And if you've ever been in a dark room, walk in your house, all the lights are off, and you're trying to get somewhere. You walk into your room and you need to make it to your closet. You walk in there and you're just wandering in the dark. You're wandering, you're bumping into this and getting into things that you shouldn't. And you're all over the place and you can't get nothing straight. And then you walk over there and you find a light switch. Yes, sir. And you flip that light on, and suddenly you can see everything. You don't have to worry about bumping your knees or running into things, because you can see clearly. You can see in the dark. You know where to go. You know where to turn. You know how to get to what you need. And it's the exact same way with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Psalm 119, 105. It says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." So the scripture shows me that when I'm in the dark, I don't have to wander. That I have a light. I have a light to guide me. I have a light to show me where I need to be. A light to show me exactly what I need to do. And that is Jesus. And Jesus and the Word of God. It's a reference point. We can always turn back. No matter what's going on, there's a way for us to turn back and to look and find what we need. Find that light, find that guidance in the Word of God. And Psalms chapter 36 and verse 9 says, "For with thee is the fountain of life, and in thy light we shall see light." We have all the light that we need in that darkness when we just give all our cares, give all our worries, give everything that we have over to Jesus, and let His light be the light that guides us. And Psalm 27:1-2. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell." And it's just another example of us being able to use the light of the Lord to lead us where we need to be and give us what we need. And when we have the Lord on our side, there's nothing that can come against us. And it's hard sometimes to just walk by that light. It's hard to just think that, oh, all I've got to do is just give my cares over it and, you know, everything will be all right. Because that's just not how our flesh is programmed. But the Scripture tells me to have faith. And Mark 11, chapter 11, verses 22 through 24. And it says, "And Jesus answering saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." It's faith. It's having faith. We put that faith in God, and we can have and accomplish and crawl out of whatever we may face. And it won't be, again, it goes back to not being wrapped up in us. It won't be because of us, it'll be because of Him. And, the Scripture just really shows us that we can put that faith into Him, put what we have into Him, and we don't have to worry about it no more. We give Him His cares, and He will fight our battles for us. And, that shows us too, puts an emphasis that when we are in them dark places, that when we do as well as that we need, we can go find Him in the throne room of grace. We can go to Him in prayer. We can go to Him and have that daily conversation and ring that bell in heaven and talk to Him. And that's such a blessing. Romans 10:17 says, So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So to get to faith, it comes by hearing. And hearing comes by the word of God. So it all roots back to being in God's word and finding that faith in God's word and finding those answers, finding that strength, finding that courage when we need it the most. And 2 Thessalonians 3:3. Just as much as anything. It says, "But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil." And that really kind of throws out there more emphasis on having faith in the Lord. The Word of God's unfaltering. There's no wrong in it. There's no mistruth. There's nothing even slightly wrong about it. So if this verse right here tells us that the Lord is faithful, He must be faithful. And when we allow ourselves to give over to the Lord, then it says here as well, and keep you from evil. You don't have to worry about those attacks coming on you. Well, there will be attacks, but you don't have to worry about fighting those attacks alone. And you can't emphasize it enough how great it is that we have that privilege. Scripture shows me to have faith when it's dark. Scripture shows me that I don't have to wander, that I have a light. But Scripture also shows me that in the dark I will be guided. And if you turn to Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 8, it says, "He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints." Everything that comes into our lives has already been through the hands of God. And He already has our entire life laid out already. He's seen every piece of it, every minute of it. And so when these darkness and these things that's found in the darkness come against us, we know that He's already preserved our way. And Psalms 23:4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. When we're walking through that darkness, when we're walking through those hard times, when we're desperate, and we need that boost, then we can find rest knowing that God is right there with us, and that His rod and His staff are there to comfort us. And we don't have to fear. We don't have to fear the outcome. We don't have to fear what's going to come up against us. Because no matter what comes against us, there's somebody that can defeat it that's with us. And Joshua 1:9. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. We don't have to walk alone through this life. We don't have to worry about fighting on our own. We don't have to worry about going through that sadness alone. We don't have to worry about fighting that anxiety alone. We don't have to worry about living in this sinful world alone, because God is with us wheresoever we go. And Psalms chapter 9, verses 9 through 10. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. We're not going to be led astray when we turn to God. We don't have to worry about being pulled in the wrong direction. We know that whatever God has for us is good. And it helps so much to be able to take away more of that worry and that doubt and that fear that we don't know the way out, because we can rest knowing that God has for us exactly what we need, and He will not forsake us. And you can't fight it alone. You can't go through it alone. There's no amount of willpower that any man or any woman has that can get them through this life without having the power of our God. And we need to make sure that we're out spreading that. We need to make sure that we're giving people that same that we know, that there's somebody that can help us. There's somebody that can save us. Despite us deserving a devil's hell, we gain eternity. And it's just such a blessing. But tonight, Lord, I just ask you, if you're in that dark place, would you turn to Him? Would you give Him all your cares? Would you let Him be the light in that darkness in your life? Because there's only one way through these pits and these valleys, and that's by the author of our lives, the one who hung on that cross and died for our sins. If you're there tonight in that dark place, would you come let His light lead you? When the times seem inescapable and nothing can fix what you have going on, will you let the Deliverer work and come speak with the One who can? Father God, I just thank You, Father. Father, thank You for Your Word. Father, thank You for allowing us to be able to have rest in You, Father. Father, knowing that we don't have to fight alone, Father, that we can turn to You and that we can give You everything that we have. We can let You fight our battles for us, Father, and that You will not forsake us. Father, I just thank you, Father. I pray that you would bless this invitation time, Father. And I ask that you please would just watch over us, Father. I ask this in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All God's people said.